And it's time to check what's making news around the world. Madeline Jenner joins us. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Fran.
What's going on?
You've been talking about bushfires here in Australia, and reports coming out of the US are getting worse this morning. A county in Californian wine country says about 200 missing person reports have been lodged as family members and friends try and scramble to find loved ones where the wildfires have ravaged the region. Sonoma County spokeswoman Maggie Fleming says the reports are coming in via a hotline, and she stresses that they might be incredibly wrong. It looks like there aren't many mobile services operating at the moment.
And so people could simply be missing.
Exactly. And they're really hoping that people are still in houses and that people have survived. We're also hearing more eyewitness reports this morning and some really lucky escapes like this one.
11 o'clock, somebody came around honking their horn like just crazy. I was just like, what is going on? And I don't know what inspired me to look out my bedroom window because it's in the back of the house and the car was in the front of the house. But I drew my blinds and I just saw flames all up on the hill behind my house.
So what do we know so far? We know that 13 people have been killed, and there are also reports that as many as 2,000 homes have been destroyed. A state of emergency has been declared, and around 20,000 people fled in the fires, and they're all in evacuation centres at the moment. Visiting the state, the US Vice President Mike Pence said that the administration will do all it can to help the state's residents.
I want to assure the people of California, on behalf of President Trump and our entire administration, and that we will be working very closely with Governor Brown and with California to see you through these challenging times. And I want to say to the people of California and all of those that are in the path of these advancing wildfires that we are with you, we are standing with you, and the American people will have the communities that are affected in our thoughts and in our prayers.
That's US Vice President Mike Pence. Now, hundreds more firefighters have been sent to California, and while the weather conditions have improved a little, authorities are saying they're worried they may not stay that way. And of course, the other big international story this morning is the push for Catalan independence. Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont has said earlier this morning, as we've been reporting, that his people voted for independence from Spain and that he wants to negotiate a solution with Madrid. The Catalan leader asked the regional parliament in Barcelona to suspend the effect of the vote so that talks could begin rather than breaking away immediately.
The results of the referendum on the 1st of October show that we have won our right to be an independent country and the right to be respected. The ballots say yes to independence, and this is the will that I want to go forward with.
Now, there was plenty of speculation in recent days that the Catalan leader would simply declare independence today. Obviously, that hasn't happened, and now it all hangs on these talks with Madrid.
If there are talks with Madrid, exactly.
Now, we're yet to hear an official response from Spain, but here's the Catalan leader's pitch to the Spanish leader.
I would ask the Catalonian people to continue to express themselves as they have done until now. I would also ask the media to be respectful, and I would ask the government to listen, not just to us if they don't wish to, but to those who are calling for mediation, to the international community, to the millions of citizens in Spain who are asking them to reject repression, and to the European Union, I would ask them to be fully involved and to protect the values of the Union.
And until now, you'd have to say that Spain hasn't been too interested in a dialogue on this. In recent weeks, we've heard lots of different ideas about how independence could be achieved and what level of independence they're seeking, and there isn't a lot of middle ground. It'll also need to be resolved relatively quickly. We've seen people in the streets in Barcelona who are not happy on both sides, and the tension is also affecting the economy, with dozens of companies relocating their corporate offices in case Catalonia does manage to secede. The moves of those firms hasn't affected jobs yet, but you'd have to say it will if it's not resolved quickly.
Yeah, I mean, crisis looming. Madeline, thank you very much. Madeline Jenner, you're listening to RN Breakfast.